DiscerningHearts.com presents Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors. I'm your host, Chris McGregor, and I am delighted to be joined by Tom Peterson, who is the founder of VirtueMedia.org and CatholicsComeHome.org. He lectures frequently and has given presentations to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and at various pontifical councils at the Vatican. Tom and his apostolates have been featured in nearly 200 media venues worldwide, including multiple appearances on Fox News and EWTN. With Tom Peterson, we go inside the pages of Catholics Come Home, God's Plan for Your Extraordinary Life, published by Image Books. Tom, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, it's always good to be with you.
On behalf of so many of us, I just want to say thank you for the tremendous work you've done with VirtueMedia.org and CatholicsComeHome.org. It has really touched so many of our lives, particularly here in the Heartland.
You know, I'm so thankful to God that He changed my heart so many years ago on that retreat where I finally accepted God's gift of mercy and grace, and I said yes to Him. The adventure's been incredible, and life without God is horrific, and life with God is tremendous. And I just want to spread the good news any chance we get, and praise God, it's working.
Talking to you today about your book, Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life, and as with so many of the books that break open our faith, it really begins by a personal witness, and you were very generous in how you share some of the major moments in your life.
Well, I think the book is it's an important catalyst to get people excited about sharing their faith. So many of us feel that if we're not theologians, we're not trained in the faith, we're a little timid about speaking out or sharing that faith with neighbors or friends or relatives. And the book is really designed to say, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And really, God wants us as baptized Catholics to share our faith. He calls us to and commands us to. We're going to be accountable for it. But so many of us just don't know where to begin. The book Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life, first of all, has a great foreword by Dr. Scott Hahn, one of the noted, most popular converts in the church. But I list seven chapters, Secrets to Happiness, and how we can share our faith with others and how miraculous things happen when we do. And I think it's a great book for you to pick up so that you can help your friends and relatives and other people's friends and relatives back to the Catholic Church.
Well, for those who are unfamiliar with your story, could you give them just a glimpse so that they'll know where you're coming from?
You bet. About 16 years ago, I went on a married men's retreat. I really needed it. As many of you know out there, if you've had a retreat experience, it's often a high point in your life where you're very close to God. And at this time during Lent, it's critical to grow closer to God. All times of the year it is, but it seems like Lenten season is ideal for that. And so I finally accepted the invitation from some friends to go on this retreat. And in front of the Eucharist, I had a profound reversion experience where I suddenly said yes to God and said, I'll go deeper in my faith. And the light switch went on, and I got it. I started attending daily Mass, and I liked it. Started reading the Bible. It made sense to me. I had a supernatural experience that was like being a born-again Catholic. And since that time, I'm a changed person. And it's been such a blessing in my life and the life of my family. I see the profound difference in my children.
Mm. It really began in that encounter, that really a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, but it happened in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Which makes sense. You know, the sacramental graces we get from Holy Communion and from the Sacrament of Reconciliation are profound, but we take it for granted. A lot of times us cradle Catholics just, go with the flow, and we're not really realizing that this is, God's true presence coming into us, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And then during the Sacrament of Reconciliation, that God's peace and mercy and divine nature is forgiving us. It's tremendous, and we need to partake in the sacraments as frequently as possible so that we have those graces necessary to carry out to the world and share with others.
What is so compelling, Tom, is that in your experience, it was a beautiful encounter with Jesus Christ, and it really enlivened your own family, your life, your work, everything else. But you also, you didn't stop at just having the Jesus and me moment. Not to downsize that, that's very important, but you went out to love and serve the Lord, as we're asked to do so often at the end of Mass.
Well, we are, and you know what? The evangelicals and people in other faith communities are really good about doing it, but when you look at the statistics for Catholics, Catholics, we're very poor at doing it. We just don't feel comfortable or we don't want to. And that's why I wrote the book, Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life. I've seen how just a simple word, like saying, how can I pray for you? Or saying, God bless you to somebody. Or saying, I'm blessed, how are you? As a response to somebody asking you, how are you today? Can really open a door for that evangelization moment on an airplane, in a shopping mall, anywhere. And I've seen these miracles happen, and we talk about them in the book. And I think you'll be excited about sharing the faith, too, once you read how easy it is and how rewarding it is to know that a life has changed for eternity because you cared enough to say yes. And, the other thing I'll point out is we need to be open for God to use us every day. So pray every day that the Lord will use you to lead someone closer to him. And you know what? God wants to answer that prayer. He wants all of us to help other people to heaven.
The key is to, just as you said, where you're at. I think Mother Teresa would say, bloom where you're at. Just be open to the moment and see what God is bringing your way.
You bet. And each of you listening to this wonderful radio station are planted in unique vineyards. Christ has put you in a unique mission field in your workplace or school, in your neighborhood, in your family, in the environment he has you in that I'm not in and that Chris isn't in. This is a unique mission field for you, and God has given you unique gifts as a plumber, a doctor, an at-home mom, a student, whatever your talents are, to share that faith. I happen to be sharing the faith in the world of advertising, and how delighted I was that I found out that God gave me those talents and interests to do good with them. And he's given each of you talents and interests to share and do good with them as well in the world. And so be excited that the things you like are probably there because God put them in your heart. And he doesn't want you to necessarily change your day job. He just wants you to serve him in your day job.
I do love the book. It gives you such a wonderful charge-me-up food to begin with Dr. Scott Hahn's foreword, but also a wonderful introduction that you give by the example of your own life. But then you take us into practical step-by-step. I don't want to say easy, but wonderful common sense.
Sometimes it's not easy. I guess when you're starting anything, it's not easy. But it's common sense. And when you do it, it becomes easy. And it becomes addictive because when we share the faith and see a life changed, we want to do it more. But it takes that act of faith and that act of courage to say, yes, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to do this. But there's a way to do it, a way to do it with the Holy Spirit's guidance, not our own human understanding, that's very loving, very compassionate, and really works. I can honestly tell you, I can't remember the last time I got in an argument about the faith. Christ doesn't want us to beat people over the head. There's a phrase I use when I speak around the world, and I use this phrase almost every time. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. You see, Christ wants us to show love to other people first, to pray for their needs, to find out where they're hurting in life. And when we do that, people will open up to us and say, hey, Tom, what's your story? And then we can lead forth and begin to open and share our faith with them, and they'll be receptive to it.
Oh, Tom, I love the fact that you're a witness to prayer, that it all begins with having a solid prayer life.
Boy, I'll tell you, and as soon as we start forgetting that and we start trying to do things on our own, boy, we can fall flat on our face very quickly. If I don't attend daily Mass as often as possible, if I don't have a good prayer life, boy, I start sinning big time, and all that junk from my past starts coming back and starts growing those weeds again. And so it's really critical for us to have a close life in the sacramental church, daily Mass, rosary, Eucharistic adoration, frequent confession, reception of the Eucharist, and prayer. And that includes reading holy books. Lent is a great time to do that. And it includes just quiet time with the Lord for him to speak to our hearts because we're so busy in the world. And that's what brings so many Catholics away from the church. All of those we've talked to, and we've had over 350,000 that the Holy Spirit has brought back just in 12 dioceses. The other 24 haven't even counted. It could be over 1 million people that have come back in just a few years. And almost every one of them says, I didn't hate the church. I just got busy. I missed Mass on Sunday. I slept in, went on vacation and missed Mass. I just got out of the habit. That can happen with each one of us if we don't have a frequent prayer life and a good, strong prayer life dedicated to following Christ and hearing his voice. We can slip and fall very easily as well. So it's a good point that the prayer life starts everything.
Right off the bat, chapter 1, downsize and simplify. That's so countercultural, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know, I didn't even come up with those words. Those are the exact words I heard the Holy Spirit breathe into my heart on that retreat in front of the Eucharist. And I knew immediately those two words, what they meant, downsize and simplify. Tom, you're driving 90 miles an hour on the Phoenix freeways trying to get to your next appointments and make more money. You've got a big home on the lake and another one in the mountains that you're taking care of. You got so much stuff, you have no time for me, and you certainly don't have time for your neighbors who are in need. Downsize and simplify. I knew immediately what God meant when he whispered that on my heart. And I said, I get it, Lord. I got too much junk to take care of that I don't have any time to do your will. And that made sense to me, and that's why I labeled that chapter Downsize and Simplify, because so many of us feel like we're on that treadmill in life, too busy, and we don't know how we're going to add prayer to our life because we're so busy. But that's actually the antidote, the cure for the busyness, where God will unknot those things and make your life so much easier. His yoke is easy, as he says, but we need to trust him, and we need to do it.
I think it's important that you brought up the example of Lot's wife in chapter 2 when you talked about don't look back.
Yeah, it's easy to look back. You know, in my late 20s and early 30s, I was making a lot of money and I had a lot of nice stuff. And it's easy when you go to a fancy shopping mall, you drive through a really nice neighborhood, or you see a very expensive car, to kind of go back and want that stuff again. Those were my challenges. Those were my addictions. Yours are probably different. Each one of you listeners has your own challenges in life. But when we've found the new life in Christ and said yes to him, it's important not to look back, because it's so easy for the evil one to tempt us and wave that stuff in our face. We've seen very famous people that have fallen because they've gone back to their past lives. And so we have to pray every day for God's grace to help us keep moving forward and looking ahead and not look back like Lot's wife, because we know what the consequences are when we do.
Really? It's also tremendous that in the book, I just wanted to take an opportunity to let everybody know that you give moments for reflection. You kind of give that guidance, those helps for those. So it's not just you telling a story or giving instruction, but you're helping it to break open within the heart of the person that's receiving this.
Well, I think it's important. You know, I didn't want to make the book about me. I didn't want to make it about stories. But I've learned so much from faithful witnesses through the years. And that's why I wrote the book. Scott Hahn kept saying, Tom, you got to write a book. When you give a speech, sometimes it's not recorded and it goes away. But these things you've learned from others, from saints or from great leaders in the church, and sometimes from just common people, little grandmas and grandpas that have wise counsel. I've written down and I've collected them and put them in 7 easy-to-understand chapters. And I've organized it in a way that everyone can understand, from a 7-year-old kid to a 95-year-old grandparent, all ways in which we can easily share the faith. And I have to tell you, one of my favorite doctors of the church is St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower. She takes common sense principles of the faith and breaks it open in a way we all can understand it. Like, here's one of her great quotes: at every moment, do what love requires. Boy, when you're in that fork in the road and you're thinking of yelling at somebody, or you're thinking of just swallowing your pride and helping them out, at every moment, do what love requires is often tells you which path to go down.
Yeah, I don't want to underemphasize the importance of that prayer. And in each chapter, it just, you continually break open all the different dimensions of prayer. I think St. Therese, a little flower. I mean, and when you read her writing, she had many different facets to how her prayer affected her.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's through Lectio Divina, where God speaks to you through a word of Scripture. Sometimes it's an adoration, where you either just get a sense of peace and you get a renewed spirit, or you get that stress taken off. Today's readings were all about anxiety and stress. I love when God just speaks in that language where I go, oh, you're so good. I could use that weight lifted off my back today. Thank you, Lord. And then sometimes he'll tell you which direction to go in. He'll answer some, desire of your heart. But I'm telling you, I've seen how my life has changed, and I've seen how so many other lives are changed when they fully give themselves over to Christ. And we've got some quotes in the book from St. Ignatius of Loyola and others who say, you know, few souls realize what God would do with them if they gave themselves unreservedly over to him. And that's exactly what the book is encouraging you to do. As a Catholic who's practicing, to go deeper in your faith. If you're on a faith journey, to take a look at faith for the first time. And if you're somebody who has drifted away from the Catholic Church, look at it with new eyes. You'll be surprised and pleased what you find. And what you're going to find is a who, and the who is Jesus. He changes your life forever.
And don't be afraid. And that comes clear so strongly in the book. particularly in that chapter on ask, seek, knock.
Yeah, don't be afraid. You know who said that best was Pope John Paul II, be not afraid. And he tells us to just go forth and have faith that Christ is going to take care of the problems. There's a story in the book how a car came crashing through the front of our house in Flagstaff when we were trying to downsize and simplify. Moved it off the foundation, it hit so hard. But it gave a chance for me to witness to the young lady who forgot to set the parking brake and all the neighbors who were out there thinking I was going to get mad. And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 7:7-8, when you ask, seek, and knock. He's a loving Father who wants to shower us with all the blessings, but it's important for us to stay in His graces and have that sacramental life because it changes everything.
It's so important for men to step up to do this as well, isn't it? I mean, women, yes, absolutely, but there's something very compelling about a man who's willing to step up and bear that witness.
Well, it's for men and women. It's the faith is for everybody, but oftentimes us guys leave it up to our wives. So many times when you go to mass or a prayer group, you see it's filled with women, and the guys are kind of absent. God wants us to bring Christ into our workplaces. He wants us fathers to be the spiritual heads of our home. It's scriptural. It's right there in the Bible. It's important for us to share the faith, and we can do it in a way, especially with other guys, that the women can't do it. It's a unique environment for us. I'm a member and blessed to be a member of Legatus. It's a group of Catholic CEOs and business people and their spouses who share the faith. Christ wants us to bring the faith into the workplace. That's why our world is in such problems now, because we're not sharing the faith often enough. When the Holy Spirit opens that door, we're timid. We don't want to answer. We're afraid to answer. When God wants us to go through with full confidence in Him, knowing that the Holy Spirit set that situation up for us to share the faith.
And what you're sharing in a very real way is love. That inspiration to love someone to heaven, just to be there, to be that rock for someone and to bear witness for someone in their lives so that they can get to know what you know.
So many people have touched our lives through the years, whether it's a person on the street, somebody at church, a priest, perhaps a grandma who has shared the faith with us. We need to do the same, and we need to be open to it. You know, God is a gentleman. He doesn't want to force the faith on us. He gives us free will, but He also wants us to have an open heart when it comes to sharing the faith. So start saying that prayer, and you'll see how your life and others are changed. Lord, use me today to help lead someone closer to you. And I guarantee you, when you do that, God's going to answer that prayer. But have your eyes open and your spiritual antenna up, because that person who taps you on the shoulder is probably the one God's put in your path that has that need. I have a story in the book of a convicted felon who spent 15 years in federal penitentiary that came back to God and whose life was changed. And I won't spoil the secret. It happened in a miraculous, fun way. But read the story about Jimmy in the book, and it'll show you how God can use you to help anyone, even a convicted felon, back to the faith.
It never said in the scriptures that it was going to be easy, particularly in the light of the secular culture that we're living in today, where God has placed us. He has placed us in this great land of blessing, but also a great land of challenges, that there is a moral void, and we really need to be lifted up and helped with those great graces.
You bet. And, you know, we talk about that moral void in the afterword of the book. We have a whole section there talking about how big the problem is and how complex it is. People are going to be shocked. First of all, did you know that the average American spends 38 hours a week watching television? Of course Catholics come home and Virtue Media is going to use the media to spread the gospel. Why? Because that's where people are. They're over-consumed with media in all varieties, especially television and internet. So it makes sense for us to use those vehicles to share the faith in a very wounded world. But you know what? If you and I don't share the faith, it's not going to happen. Christ calls us to, and we're accountable for it. To whom much is given, much is expected. And when you stop focusing on how hard we have it in our lives and how much we have other things to do and how it's sometimes challenging, and we start thinking about the poor, starving people in other countries and people who have more natural disasters than us and people who are, you know, have their limbs cut off by radicals in foreign countries when they profess the faith, you know, we realize that we've got it pretty good. And we need to start looking at how we can help share this faith and rescue our country, because I'm telling you, it's going down fast. When we advertised in Vancouver, Canada, where there's a 41% non-faith rate, so 41% of people are agnostic or atheists, I tell you, we got the most hateful, vile emails. The same happened when we advertised the Coach Lou Holtz ad on national television. We got some of the greatest emails, and we got some of the most hateful emails. This is a spiritual war. Wake up, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a war, and we need to fight the battle, and if we don't show up, it's going to take over our families and our world.
The appendix in itself, Tom, is a tremendous resource filled with just the best of prayers, those powerful prayers, but so much more.
Well, it's filled with prayers. It's filled with great organizations you can get involved in. It's filled with great quotes on sharing the faith. The other thing that I think is a great section in that appendix are books that have touched my life and made a profound difference. Trustful Surrender to Divine Providence, Soul of the Apostolate, and another one is Deep Prayer, Deep Conversion by Father Thomas Dubay. And I have to tell you, it was miraculous how that book got in my hands. I was speaking in Madison, Wisconsin, where the Freedom From Religion Foundation exists. It's a great city with a lot of good Catholics, and it's a city with a lot of atheists, and there's a war going on there, everywhere, but especially there. And a young man came up to me after my presentation that night, and he said, "Tom, I have a book that I feel the Holy Spirit told me to give you." And the poor guy hadn't read but a chapter or two, but he felt led to give it to me. And I'm telling you, I read that book on the plane. It was fantastic. I've listed that in the appendix. Deep Prayer, Deep Conversion. Changed my life. It's excellent.
This is an extraordinary time in the life of the Roman Catholic Church as well. It not only that it's occurring during the season of Lent, but we're in a place we haven't been in over 600 years, and it's caused us to really stop and reflect and to focus our hearts on the authority and the teaching and the love that we have for the Vatican and for the papacy.
You know, our Holy Father, God bless him, is so humble that he chose to do this. This wasn't an easy decision, but his faithful witness, his prayers for us are going to be powerful. They have been powerful, and they're going to be powerful. So keep the Holy Father in prayer. Please pray for the conclave and for the next election of a pope, because it's going to be critical. And, you know, I thank God for the authority in our church. I thank God for Jesus' plan and handing the reins over to Peter, the keys to Peter, and saying, "Peter, you're a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." You will hear that very phrase in a new miniseries coming out during Lent. It's called the Bible miniseries. It's on secular TV. It's going to be on the History Channel on Sunday nights from March 3rd to March 31st, and repeated again on Lifetime on Monday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And believe it or not, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two heavyweights in Hollywood, are producing it and airing it. God bless them for their Christian souls. Roma's actually a Catholic. And they're putting that on secular TV to help bring people back to Christ. With your help, Catholics Come Home plans on advertising, putting an epic ad in each one of those episodes, so that whether they're not Christian and watching it, whether they're an evangelical who used to be Catholic and has fallen away, as 50% of evangelical churches are filled with ex-Catholics, or whether you're anywhere on your faith journey, we'd love to air those ads every week in the Bible miniseries during Lent so that we can help people back to the Catholic faith. So with your help, we can do that. So visit CatholicsComeHome.org and help us as best you can, because we want to air on national television.
Tom, what are you experiencing as you watch the secular media place its lens on Rome right now, and our great structure, this body of the church that is under a lot of scrutiny, and a lot of it has been very derogatory?
God bless the faithful witnesses like Cardinal Dolan, who helped to unify the positive comments about the Catholic faith. He's done a miraculous job on NBC and the Today Show and other programs he's been on, where he's touched the hearts of those reporters. You can see the difference. I think most reporters just don't understand. As Archbishop Fulton Sheen said so well years ago, most people don't hate the church. They hate what they think the church teaches. There's so much misinformation and confusion out there. Most people are lemmings. They're just going with the flow. They're jumping off the cliff because the first lemming jumped off the cliff, and they're criticizing the Catholic Church. I think most people are basically good, and we need to help love those reporters and love Hollywood back to the church. Most people aren't vicious and vile. Some are, and some are working for the evil one. But a lot of people are just confused. And by our faithful witness, by us sharing the faith with love, we can change their hearts as well.
The work of virtuemedia.org is even more important now.
Well, virtuemedia.org specializes in the sanctity of life. We're on the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the abortion decision, which legalized abortion and has killed over 55 million little innocent babies in America alone. And those are the ones we know of. It's critical for us to help promote the sanctity of life, help promote traditional marriage, help promote the things we Catholics believe in. Why? Because Jesus taught them to us. But we can't do that if people don't know God. So Virtue Media is blessed by the efforts of Catholics Come Home, its sister organization, because as Bishop Olmsted said so well, and I quote in the book, it's very hard to form people in faith if moral issues if they're not formed in faith. In other words, they need to know Christ first so they can be catechized and evangelized. And once they are, then they can then evangelize. We must first be evangelized so we can go forth and evangelize.
Well, Tom, I wish we had more time, but I have to ask you, any final thoughts?
I would ask you to keep us in prayer. Priests and bishops and folks like us in apostolic work are on the front lines, and the bad guys trying to get us even more. So it's through God's grace we can do what we do. So keep all of us in prayer. Please pick up a book, Catholics Come Home. I think you'll like it. And also visit our website and help where you can so we can do more of those national TV campaigns that help bring more people back to the faith and hopefully the loved ones in your life.
Tom Peterson, thank you so much for everything you've done and I'm sure will do for the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Thank you, and I want to let everyone know God loves you.
Amen. With Tom Peterson, we've gone inside the pages of Catholics Come Home, God's Plan for Your Extraordinary Life. To learn more about this book or to obtain a copy, go to catholicscomehome.org. To hear and or to download this discussion along with many others, go to discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of discerninghearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join me next time for Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors.